Welcome back to Sports Interview with Ann Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Gene Bates, who has been a golf course designer for over 40 years. He's the owner of Bates Golf Design Group. Gene, welcome to Sports Interview.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about Circling Raven in Idaho. What a special place. I know it's made Golf Magazine's top 100 golf destinations for several years, and you designed it about 20 years ago. Talk a little bit about your thoughts on Circling Raven.
Well, I think maybe the most unique beginning with Circling Raven is that it was a competition between designers. And one that you might know is David Kidd. And he was part of the design competition. But unfortunately, the guys didn't get very competitive. I went to the reservation near Worley, or in Worley, and I spent like 3 days walking all the land. And I came up with an idea that was totally different from what everyone else was anticipating. Everyone wanted to build a golf course on the driving range side of the highway, Highway 95. And I thought, that's rather boring over there. And so I went to the opposite side of the road where the casino is. And there was just a variety of environments over there, open fields. We had wetlands. We had some forested area. And I just came up with a routing that I displayed and talked to the tribe about, that this would be the most interesting place for the course, and that others not going to get much recognition. And I think based on that and the relationship that I quickly developed with Dave Matheson and Ernie Stensgar, they hired me. So that was the beginning part.
And I had the pleasure of talking to Dave Matheson, who was the founder and CEO of the casino there. And obviously part of the tribe, the Coeur d'Alene tribe. And boy, what a special guy. Talk about Dave Matheson and your connection with him.
Well, the connection is rather unique in the sense that, Dave's a very learned man and very well respected, not only with his own tribe, but just about all the tribes in the country. He sat on the board of the Bureau of Indian Affairs back in Washington. I think he was specialized in Indian education. And so just, I believe, the back and forth that we had about different topics, not only golf course, but Indian world in general, kind of endeared us to each other. And the unique thing about how our relationship unfolded, he just threw in my lap just trust that is hard to attain, especially within the Indian world. Because quite frankly, I'm going to say this, and I'll get maybe some disagreement, but I'll get a lot of agreement. There's still a pretty good rift between Indians and white people, because it was a pretty tenacious thing that the white people did to the Indians as they moved across the country. And so Dave just gave me really unlimited, do what you need to think needs to be done. And I trusted him for that. And I kept that trust. And we tried to really be sensitive with the budget. They did pay for the golf course out of their cash flow from the casino. So that's rather unique and well done. But every time I needed to see Dave, I had access to him. And kind of the question that I'd walk in and get from him would be, you have everything you need, Gene? And I never said once, no, I'm needy. So that was that relationship.
Well, I have to tell you, when I first saw the golf course, it sits on over 620 acres of incredible land. And you can see for miles and miles, you see the mountains in the background. As you mentioned, the wetlands, the woodlands, there are meadows, there's tall grass, there's just such a variety of terrain. And what I loved about it is that you could see for miles and miles, no housing development, which was so special, the fact that it's just all natural land and a variety of land, so many different terrains.
Well, exactly. That's what makes that place unique. And then you throw in the blend of wildlife that roam around there. During the wintertime, we've got elk on the property. There are moose that go up and down the wetlands. Of course, there's always coyotes hanging around everywhere. And we've got a lot of mule deer. So, you know, it's just it's a paradise when you think about how unspoiled and how we blended the golf course into what was there to begin with.
Did, obviously you're known for specific design philosophy. How does that design philosophy fit in with what you did at Circling Raven?
Well, my big bugaboo about design philosophy is playability. I worked for Jack Nicklaus for 5 years. And when I left the Nicklaus companies in 1988, my wife and I and my son were out at the what is now the Honda Championship at PGA. Was it Honda or maybe it was something else? But anyway, the seventh hole on the championship course is a long par three with about 100 yards of carry from the middle tee across to the ground on the other side. And I said to my wife, I said, can you play this hole? Maybe. My son said, I can, Dad, but it's too hard. Now, David was 8 years old and a pretty good player at that point in time. And so right with those two little comments, I thought, you know what? The people that need the help don't get it when you come to the force carries and the degree of difficulty. And so my challenge and my philosophy moving forward was, come on, let's make this fun. Let's make it not so much a difficult challenge, but a fair challenge. And so each and every golf course that I've designed, I've tried to keep that in mind. And then we were just in Tallahassee the other day. Now, this is Fred Couples and Gene Bates golf course at Southwood that we built. Now, this has been 20 years ago. And I came up with the idea of the wee tees. And the wee tees are tees that are moved down the fairway, closer and suitable for young kids, for grandparents, just something that makes the golf course enjoyable for people that aren't accomplished in the game and want to learn it. So the wee tees are still in use, and proud to say that the community there enjoys them.
Well, the Circling Raven plays 7,189 yards if you choose to play it from the back tees. And, you know, I just thought, as you say, the playability was a huge factor, very enjoyable. But, you know, when the wind picks up, that made it challenging because you were constantly guessing, okay, is it a one-club wind? Is it a two-club wind? So you can make it as tough on yourself as you want to based on the tees, the variety of tees there. And then the wind also makes it challenging.
That's true. It's exactly right. Typically, the wind comes out of the northwest, and we tried to keep that in consideration when we did the layout and the routing, but not always. Sometimes it comes directly out of the south, and when it does that, it's kind of like, oh boy, some of these holes are either crosswind or into the wind directly, and so it just makes it that much more of a challenge and a little more difficulty to figure it out.